Hey, I do this stuff for a living. SteveWebVoiceovers.com. Hi, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible. So good to see you back. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host. This is episode number 275, and today we'll be reading Isaiah chapters 36 through 39. Let's begin. Isaiah 36. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah's reign, King Sennacherib of Assyria marched up against all the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. The king of Assyria sent his chief advisor from Lachish to King Hezekiah in Jerusalem, along with a large army. The chief advisor stood at the conduit of the upper pool, which is located on the road to the field where they wash and dry cloth. Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace supervisor, accompanied by Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, son of Asaph, the secretary, went out to meet him. The chief advisor said to them, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. What is your source of confidence? Your claim to have a strategy and military strength is just empty talk. In whom are you trusting that you would dare to rebel against me? Look, you must be trusting in Egypt, that splintered reed staff. If someone leans on it for support, it punctures his hand and wounds him. That is what Pharaoh, king of Egypt, does to all who trust in him. Perhaps he will tell me, 'We are trusting in the Lord our God.' But Hezekiah is the one who eliminated his high places and altars, and then told the people of Judah and Jerusalem, 'You must worship at this altar.' Now make a deal with my master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses, provided you can find enough riders for them. Certainly you will not refuse one of my master's minor officials and trust in Egypt for chariots and horsemen. Furthermore, it was by the command of the Lord that I marched up against this land to destroy it. The Lord told me, 'March up against this land and destroy it.'" Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah said to the chief advisor, "Speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it. Don't speak with us in the Judahite dialect in the hearing of the people who are on this wall." But the chief advisor said, "My master did not send me to speak these words only to your master and to you. His message is also for the men who sit on the wall, for they will eat their own excrement and drink their own urine along with you." The chief advisor then stood there and called out loudly in the Judahite dialect, "Listen to the message of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says. Don't let Hezekiah mislead you, for he is not able to rescue you. Don't let Hezekiah talk you into trusting the Lord by saying, 'The Lord will certainly rescue us. This city will not be handed over to the king of Assyria.' Don't listen to Hezekiah, for this is what the king of Assyria says. Send me a token of your submission and surrender to me. Then each of you may eat from his own vine and fig tree and drink water from his own cistern, until I come and take you to a land just like your own, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Hezekiah is misleading you when he says, 'The Lord will rescue us.' Has any of the gods of the nations rescued his land from the power of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Indeed, did any gods rescue Samaria from my power? Who among all the gods of these lands have rescued their lands from my power? So how can the Lord rescue Jerusalem from my power?" They were silent and did not respond, for the king had ordered, "Don't respond to him." Isaiah chapter 37. Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace supervisor, accompanied by Shebna the scribe and Joah, son of Asaph, the secretary, went to Hezekiah with their clothes torn in grief and reported to him what the chief advisor had said. When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and went to the Lord's temple. Eliakim, the palace supervisor, Shebna the scribe, and the leading priests, clothed in sackcloth, sent this message to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. "This is what Hezekiah says. This is a day of distress, insults, and humiliation, as when a baby is ready to leave the birth canal, but the mother lacks the strength to push it through. Perhaps the Lord your God will hear all these things the chief advisor has spoken on behalf of his master, the king of Assyria, who sent him to taunt the living God. When the Lord your God hears, perhaps he will punish him for the things he has said. So pray for this remnant that remains." When King Hezekiah's servants came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them, "Tell your master this. This is what the Lord says. Don't be afraid because of the things you have heard, these insults the king of Assyria's servants have hurled against me. Look, I will take control of his mind. He will receive a report and return to his own land. I will cut him down with the sword in his own land." When the chief advisor heard the king of Assyria had departed from Lachish, he left and went to Libna, where the king was campaigning. The king heard that King Tirhaka of Ethiopia was marching out to fight him. He again sent messengers to Hezekiah, ordering them, "Tell King Hezekiah of Judah this, don't let your God in whom you trust mislead you when he says, 'Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria.' Certainly you have heard how the kings of Assyria have annihilated all lands. Do you really think you will be rescued? Were the nations whom my predecessors destroyed, the nations of Gozan, Haran, Resef, and the people of Eden and Telasser, rescued by their gods? Where are the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the kings of Leir, Sepharvaim, Hena, and Ivah?" Hezekiah took the letter from the messengers and read it. Then Hezekiah went up to the Lord's temple and spread it out before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord, "O Lord who commands armies, O God of Israel who is enthroned on the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You made the sky and the earth. Pay attention, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and observe. Listen to this entire message Sennacherib sent and how he taunts the living God. It is true, Lord, that the people of Assyria have destroyed all the nations from their lands. They have burned the gods of the nations, for they are not really gods, but only the product of human hands manufactured from wood and stone. That is why the Assyrians could destroy him. Now, O Lord our God, rescue us from his power so all the kingdoms of the earth will know that you alone are the Lord." Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent this message to Hezekiah. This is what the Lord God of Israel says. "Because you prayed to me concerning King Sennacherib of Assyria, this is what the Lord says about him. The virgin daughter Zion despises you. She makes fun of you. Daughter Jerusalem shakes her head after you. Whom have you taunted and hurled insults at? At whom have you shouted and looked so arrogantly? At the Holy One of Israel. Through your messengers you taunted the Sovereign Master. With my many chariots I climbed up the high mountains, the slopes of Lebanon. I cut down its tall cedars and its best evergreens. I invaded its most remote regions, its thickest woods. I dug wells and drank water. With the soles of my feet I dried up all the rivers of Egypt. Certainly you must have heard. Long ago I worked it out, in ancient times I planned it, and now I am bringing it to pass. The plan is this. Fortified cities will crash into heaps of ruins. Their residents are powerless. They are terrified and ashamed. They are as short-lived as plants in the field or green vegetation. They are as short-lived as grass on the rooftops when it is scorched by the east wind. I know where you live and everything you do and how you rage against me. Because you rage against me and the uproar you create has reached my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle between your lips, and I will lead you back the way you came. This will be your reminder that I have spoken the truth. This year you will eat what grows wild, and the next year what grows on its own. But the year after that, you will plant seed and harvest crops. You will plant vines and consume their produce. Those who remain in Judah will take root in the ground and bear fruit. For a remnant will leave Jerusalem. Survivors will come out of Mount Zion. The intense devotion of the Lord who commands armies will accomplish this. So this is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city, nor will he shoot an arrow here. He will not attack it with his shielded warriors, nor will he build siege works against it. He will go back the way he came. He will not enter this city, says the Lord. I will shield this city and rescue it for the sake of my reputation and because of my promise to David my servant. The Lord's messenger went out and killed 185,000 troops in the Assyrian camp. When they got up early the next morning, there were all the corpses. So King Sennacherib of Assyria broke camp and went on his way. He went home and stayed in Nineveh. One day as he was worshiping in the temple of his god Nisroch, his sons Adrammelech and Sherezer struck him down with the sword. They ran away to the land of Ararat. His son Esarhaddon replaced him as king. Isaiah chapter 38. In those days Hezekiah was stricken with a terminal illness. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, visited him and told him, "This is what the Lord says. Give instructions to your household, for you are about to die. You will not get well." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Please, Lord, remember how I have served you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and how I have carried out your will." Then Hezekiah wept bitterly. The Lord told Isaiah, "Go and tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord God of your ancestor David says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Look, I will add 15 years to your life and rescue you and this city from the king of Assyria. I will shield this city." Isaiah ordered, "Let them take a fig cake and apply it to the ulcerated sore, and he will get well." Hezekiah said, What is the confirming sign that I will go up to the Lord's temple? Isaiah replied, This is your sign from the Lord confirming what he has said. Look, I will make the shadow go back 10 steps on the stairs of Ahaz. And then the shadow went back 10 steps. This is the prayer of King Hezekiah of Judah when he was sick and then recovered from his illness. I thought, in the middle of my life I must walk through the gates of Sheol. I am deprived the rest of my years. I thought, I will no longer see the Lord in the land of the living. I will no longer look on humankind with the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling place is removed and taken away from me like a shepherd's tent. I rolled up my life like a weaver rolls from the loom, he cuts me off. You turn day into night and end my life. I cry out until morning. Like a lion, he shatters all my bones. You will turn day into night and end my life. Like a swallow or a thrush, I chirp. I coo like a dove. My eyes grow tired from looking up to the sky. O sovereign master, I am oppressed. Help me. What can I say? He has decreed and acted. I will walk slowly all my years because I am overcome with grief. O sovereign master, your decrees can give men life. May years of life be restored to me. For you removed all my sins from your sight. Indeed, Sheol does not give you thanks. Death does not praise you. Those who descend into the pit do not anticipate your faithfulness. The living person, he gives you thanks, as I do today. A father tells his sons about your faithfulness. The Lord is about to deliver me, and we will celebrate with music for the rest of our lives in the Lord's temple. Isaiah chapter 39. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a gift to Hezekiah, for he heard that Hezekiah had been ill and had recovered. Hezekiah welcomed them and showed them his storehouse with its silver, gold, spices, and high-quality olive oil, as well as his whole armory and everything in his treasuries. Hezekiah showed them everything in his palace and his whole kingdom. Isaiah the prophet visited King Hezekiah and asked him, What did these men say? Where did they come from? Hezekiah replied, They come from the distant land of Babylon. Isaiah asked, What have they seen in your palace? Hezekiah replied, They have seen everything in my palace. I showed them everything in my treasuries. Isaiah said to Hezekiah, Listen to the word of the Lord who commands armies. Look, a time is coming when everything in your palace and the things your ancestors have accumulated to this day will be carried away to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. Some of your very own descendants, whom you father, will be taken away and will be made eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Hezekiah said to Isaiah, The Lord's word which you have announced is appropriate. Then he thought, For there will be peace and stability during my lifetime. Wow, what do you think of that last statement? Hezekiah seems to be saying, as long as it doesn't bother me, I'm okay with that. Now there's a good study topic. Thank you for being with me today. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Your business, my voice. SteveWebbVoiceovers.com.